It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. The International Criminal Court at The Hague is expected to indict the president of Sudan for war crimes. The indictment is likely to include an arrest warrant for Omar Hassan al-Bashir and a charge of orchestrating a five-year reign of terror in Darfur. That's the region in western Sudan where tens of thousands have been killed and some 2.5 million displaced. We go now to Jenny Matthew. She's a reporter for the French news agency AFP, and she's based in Khartoum, Sudan's capital. Jenny, isn't this expected indictment largely a symbolic step?
Yes, it's a very symbolic step today when it comes. It will be followed by a minimum six-week period before the judges formally, indeed if they do, formally issue an arrest warrant for the Sudanese president.
Are there other members of the Sudanese government who are likely to be charged?
There's certainly a lot of speculation here in the Sudanese capital today that that is indeed going to be the case. The ICC chief prosecutor, when he briefed the Security Council last month, said that the entire state apparatus was behind the alleged war crimes in Darfur. So we are expecting the naming of other senior officials as well.
Now, I read that there were demonstrations in the capital. Are there concerns that this move by the International Criminal Court could trigger a backlash, especially over the safety of the UN peacekeepers who are there?
Yes, that's right. There certainly are concerns, chiefly among UN officials and Western officials here in Khartoum. The UNAMID peacekeepers, UN officials, and indeed foreign embassies could be the target of reprisals or certainly public anger over this naming of the Sudanese president, which would be seen as very humiliating by the Sudanese people here.
And the protests that we saw in the capital, is that something you think will continue and get harsher?
Certainly, we're very much expecting to see protests in Khartoum, largely sponsored probably by the government in response to this. There was a protest yesterday outside the main building where the cabinet, the government, was meeting. There were hundreds of people there, probably about 1,000. Organized people were saying they were urged to go there by calls on radio and television. There were civil servants, there were trade unionists, there were some students condemning very much this move from the ICC and voicing their support for the president.
At the end of the month, we have a deadline to reestablish the peacekeepers. How does this potential indictment, how does that play into trying to resolve this crisis?
Many, many analysts are saying this is only going to make the efforts to solve the conflict in Darfur much, much more difficult. The relationship between the UN-led peacekeeping mission and the Sudanese government is already very strained on many issues. And many people expect that this indictment will only make the Sudanese authorities dig their heels in even more in terms of willingness to cooperate with the international community.
And does it promote some sort of peaceful resolution in Darfur?
Opinion is very much divided on whether this could push the Sudanese authorities to the brink and they will want to step back from that and perhaps make progress in other areas where they've not been making progress recently, such as on the implementation of the separate peace agreement between North and South. Also, perhaps it will encourage them to be seen at least to be making some kind of progress towards a political settlement in Darfur. Other people say that that when the Sudanese president is treated in such a strong way, his response will just be to become even more, become less cooperative.
There's been violence just in the past couple of weeks. Tell us a little bit about what is going on.
Yes, there was this very large, seemingly organized attack by heavily armed gunmen on a UNAMID convoy in North Darfur on Tuesday. Seven peacekeepers were killed and more than 20 were injured. Now, this is the single biggest attack against the peacekeeping force in Darfur since the UN assumed overall command of that mission. There was, of course, a deadlier attack last year when 10 African Union soldiers were killed in an ambush on one of their bases.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
We've been talking with Jenny Matthews. She's a reporter for the French news agency based in Khartoum.